Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 2nd, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to prepare and share these messages. We just pray that it might find a lodging part in each heart. And today's message is got an unusual title, has an unusual title. It's called A Safeguard for the Soul. And listen to the text, and I think you'll come up with how we've come up with that name. The text is from Philippians 3, verse 1, and then a lengthier text from 2 Peter 1, 12 through 15.
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them, and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things.
What do you think of when you hear the word safeguard? Well, for many years, it has been a popular brand of bath soap, and we periodically use it in our home. In fact, I really like the fragrance, and supposedly using it is a safeguard against offensive body odors. We also serve as chaplains at a company called Safeguard that, among other things, makes pet homes, and thus the name. But today's first text deals with another type of safeguard, one we will call a safeguard for the soul.
For many, as we grow older, we tend to be more forgetful and may use excuses like senior moments, or as a friend shared last night in the Bible study, data overload. This is generally short-term memory loss, like forgetting where we put our wallet, our coffee cup.
Or purse, by the way.
Mostly, usually the wallet.
That's true.
The coffee cup.
I looked all over today for my coffee cup.
Car keys, cell phone, you name it.
We often call each other cell phones just so we can find out where it's placed.
But I also know sometimes this is among young people as well. But these are common sources of minor frustration in our home.
Apparently a different part of our brain is used for long-term memory, and it is not necessarily related. When my mom's fall resulted in a major head injury over 10 years ago, we were advised to expect the greatest impact would be her short-term memory, and that proved to be true. We need certain prompts to keep us on track, like some tying a string around a finger or post-it notes, and we use a lot of post-it notes. If you go to the site today, we have a photo I actually made of a post-it note with a neat scripture verse on it from Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. It simply says, the most important reminder in life we need, it states, but you shall remember the Lord your God.
Today we want to share about the most important memory prompts, reminders of spiritual truths.
I have an occasion taught a senior class, and Brooksine and I both regularly deal with the elderly in a nursing home setting. Most class members in the senior class have been believers for many years and are familiar with the teachings of the Bible. I realize, particularly with this group, my function as a teacher is to remind and reinforce truths they already know and spur them on to faithfulness toward God. Now, certainly, I hope that I periodically share a new insight or a perspective on an old truth, but I am fundamentally committed to, and I'm quoting from Jude, verse 3, there's only one chapter in Jude, that says, earnestly contending for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. I'm not interested in tickling ears, and I have a scripture text there that references that in 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 4.
Well, let us ask you a question as a maturing believer. And if we are a believer, we should all be in the process of maturing, whether young or old in age. How do you respond when you receive teaching that you're already familiar with? Among some, we've noticed a critical spirit expressed by a cavalier, I already knew that, attitude, while many clamor after new teachings. We so appreciate those who have a sweet, receptive spirit and accept the reminders of truth with joy. And that's how I want to be as I mature in years and Christian experience. May old, well-known truths bring reassurance and refreshing to my inner soul.
Well, I'm adding this point right now. It's not in a written text, but I don't think we will add it. We periodically referred to a dear older couple when we first came to Mount Pleasant who were retired ministers, Al and Theta Book, who just demonstrated such a sweet, receptive spirit. If we've heard that, we've known that, but they didn't. And they were a great example to us. The daily text, although written by two different apostles, Paul and Peter, are similar and express an attitude we should have when we are reminded of truths of which we are already familiar. The apostle Paul was aware that he had shared the same things before with the Philippians, but spoke of them as a safeguard. That's a great attitude for us to have as we receive unchanging truth in this day where the shifting sands of relativism abound.
Although Peter was confident his readers knew the truths he shared, but were also established in them, he pledged to be steadfast in reminding them of these things. He was determined to, and I quote, make every effort to see that after my departure you will always be able to remember these things, end quote. Now that's the sign of a faithful minister.
Will you receive the reminders of truth with joy? I recall a line in an old hymn many of you have sung and heard that puts it this way. I love to tell the story, for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. Well, I think I'll speak for both of us today. That's how we want to be.
Let's pray together. Father, may our hearts reflect that of songwriter Catherine Hanke, who found it a privilege to repeat the gospel message to all who would hear. With each telling of the salvation story, she found its message more wonderfully sweet within her own spirit. May we never weary of the basics of the gospel and never lose the awe and wonder of seeing a life that is changed when redemption takes place. We want to hunger and thirst after righteousness and never lose sight of the old, old story that will be our theme throughout eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for a message called A Safeguard for the Soul. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, and this is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, July 2nd, 2009. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, where you can look at some neat pictures today if you'd like to, and an additional story, a reflection, an old memory that we have. Going back, it would probably be about 33 years, I imagine, Brooksine. The summer right after we got married, in a story concerning Brooksine's grandpa, Albert Sherrill. We actually have a photo of him by himself and then one of him along with Brooksine. If you want to see what Brooksine looked like 33 years ago. Today's musical recommendations are a song we found, I Love to Tell the Story. It's by a group called the Chuck Wagon Gang. And that's an old-time Southern gospel group, but they do a good job singing it. Somebody's put up a YouTube of their singing it. And then another song that came to mind today called Wonderful Words of Life. And the verse that came to me, Brooksine, was that line that says, sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Of course, our desire is reflecting that attitude of receptivity, even though it might be materials that we are being reminded of as a safeguard for our soul. Well, blessings today. Continue to stay faithful. Continue to be encouraged.